Penguin Random House Audio presents The Gatekeepers, How the White House Chiefs of Staff Define Every Presidency, by Chris Whipple. Read for you by Mark Bramhall. For Kerry and Sam. You have to be the person that says no. You've got to be the son of a bitch who basically tells somebody what the president can't tell him. Leon Panetta, Chief of Staff to Bill Clinton. Somebody's got to be in charge. Somebody's got to be the go-to guy who can go into the Oval Office and deliver a very tough message to the president. You can't do that if you got 8 or 9 guys sitting around saying, well, you go tell him. Dick Cheney, Chief of Staff to Gerald Ford. If it's between good and bad, somebody else will deal with it. Everything that gets into the Oval Office is between bad and worse. Rahm Emanuel, Chief of Staff to Barack Obama. Introduction. I brought my pillow and my blankie. Rahm Emanuel was so cold he could see his breath as he crossed the White House parking lot and entered the West Wing lobby. It was December 5th, 2008. An unusually frigid morning in Washington, D.C. But it wasn't the weather that sent a chill through Emanuel. It was the unbelievably daunting challenge that lay ahead. In just 6 weeks, Emanuel would become White House Chief of Staff to Barack Obama, the 44th President of the United States. But for more than a month, he had watched in astonishment as the world they were about to inherit was turned upside down. The U.S. economy was teetering.